prove anything.
Of course it doesn't prove anything. And yet, show that to a jury, and $1 million suit turns into a $20 million
one. If I get it kicked, it's prejudicial.
It's Judge Abernathy. You're representing a deep-pocketed, big, bad internet company who treated its employees so poorly. Three of them committed suicide in a month. This one in his own cubicle. What side do you think Abernathy will be on?
You've changed.
I have.
What happened to that cute little housewife that I used to know?
When did she grow to be so tall?
You know, they say you always kill the woman terrorists first. The male ones, well, they hesitate. They fear death, not the women.
Then maybe you should consider settling.
I'll talk to my client.
Good. Have you been well?
I have. Oh, I heard there was another turnover at Lockhart Gardner.
Yes. It's a new day.
A new day. Sounds like you had one of those things every few months. Do they miss me?
Oh, terribly. But then every time we end up on the opposite side of a case from you, it eases the pain.
Oh, and your husband. Oh, I hear he's up by 3 points.
He's doing quite well, thank you.
Playing the race card. Oh, the suburbs, how they love their white politicians. You are going to become a very valuable commodity very soon.
How's your daughter, Mr. Stern?
Every firm in this city is going to come out of the woodwork trying to get their hooks into you. Wife of the state's attorney, practicing lawyer, and not bad to look at either.
Have a number to me by 6.
Do nothing. Say nothing. We are 3 points up with 6 days to go. The only way Wendy Scott Carr wins is if we mess up. If a reporter comes up to you, what does everyone say? That's right. Nothing. Hello, Petra. What a glorious day it is today. How are you?
Eli, you are so counting your chickens.
Why, whatever do you mean? I'm just sitting here chatting with my favorite reporter.
So, what do you think of the DCC suit?
The DCC suit? I don't know. What should I think?
Did you have anything to do with it?
I'm the first one to call you, aren't I?
No. What are we talking about here?
The Democratic Committee has brought suit against Wendy Scott Carr, charging her with a lack of residency status.
Not the DCC now!
So, are you party to this suit?
Are we party? No. In fact, we believe that any question of our opposition's residency is misguided.
Nice quote. Can you get me another one from the candidate?
What's your deadline?
Walmart edition in 20 minutes.
I'll call you back.
What the hell are you thinking, you stupid bastard?
Let's go!
We're up by 3 points!
And we're helping!
No! Where did you go to school, you idiot? You stupid son of a bitch! You novice!
Wendy's husband's not a resident. They spend more time out of Illinois than in it.
You gave her an issue. You gave her a reprieve.
The court will invalidate her vote.
No, they won't. A lower court will. It'll look like machine politics. We finally position ourselves as the enemy of the machine, and in one fell swoop, you make it clear that Wendy is the enemy of the machine.
Well, what's done is done.
No, it is not, because you're going to drop this suit and apologize. Say it came from some underling with an itchy trigger finger.
Too late. I already gave a quote.
You know, I don't have many enemies in life. I get along with Republicans, Protestants, Catholics, even a few reporters. But the one thing I hate is amateurs.
Stern signed off on admitting this video into evidence?
Yes, but I don't think he thought we'd end up in court.
Well, it's now 6 and he's not calling with a number, so I think we're ending up in court.
It's probably not a bad thing. If I were on this jury, I'd want to punish someone for that.
Has she seen this?
No, but she knows I have it.
Best way to get it into evidence is through her testimony. Can you prep her?
You mean show this to her?
You all right with that?
Yes.
So who else are we going to use from the rest of the class?
Fired one with the kids.
Emily Haas.
Yes. Thanks for holding them together. I'll be right back. Do you need some help, little girl?
No, I'm good.
Where'd you get these?
My sister. Do you remember Helena? She's staying the weekend. She said to say hello.
She did not.
Well, she said some other things, too.
She doesn't still hold a grudge, does she?
No. For the first decade, she did. She wasn't used to people breaking up with her. She usually was the heartbreaker.
Does she think it's weird we're...
She thinks I'm competing with her.
Well, then you've won. We've been with each other longer than her.
I got an offer to go to London. That's why I'm here. They want me to go to London for the Olympics.
Next year?
No, this year, to be their man on the ground in the rev up.
Are you going?
I don't know.
Okay. I get it.
Good. What?
What are we?
No. Should I go to London?
It's a good opportunity.
It's a promotion.
And you want to go?
That's the subject under discussion.
I need some help.
I think I should go.
Okay, well, then I think that's a smart plan. When would you leave?
2 weeks.
Wow, fast.
Yeah. Okay. See you. Morning. You have the Aubrey client meeting at 9, and the final contract's on your desk for Thompson. I'll give you 10 more minutes, and I need you on the phone with New York.
Who's doing it? Just keep me in touch.
When?
I don't know. Sometime during the night. The secretary just phoned him this morning.
Well, that's the end of an era.
I kind of don't know what to think. I mean, he brought us together.
Yeah. And he took half our clients and he's been bludgeoning us with them ever since. When's the funeral?
Tomorrow. Just the family. But they're sitting shiva for the week.
Is it horrible of me?
I don't know, but I was thinking the same thing.
We can grab our clients back.
Yep. I already made a list.
We can call them now, can we?
Well, that might seem opportunistic.
It's the etiquette.
Tomorrow? I mean, if we don't, other firms will jump in.
Other firms without the same sense of restraint?
And you should call on his wife and daughter.
Sitting shiva? Sure. You think his firm's in play?
Could be.
That would be bad. Clients might stay put. I'm sorry.
I know. I mean, how awful. He was dead the whole night. Everyone thought it was just another one of his all-nighters.
The life of a lawyer.
I don't want to die like that.
Then don't.
Pamela Harriman. Now that was a death. Doing laps in the Paris Ritz pool.
Doesn't matter, does it? I mean, we all end up in the same place. All that's left is our Wikipedia entry.
Well, you're a bundle of joy.
Stay healthy. Okay, not too opportunistic.
I am so sorry. Sorry for your loss. Solomon Farwell, LSG.
We had $11 million of their business last year.
Yes. And his son just made it hard.
Solomon, how are you?
Counselor, how are you?
We're a stronger firm these days. The economy knocked out some of our competitors, but we survived.
Oh, I know. I always like you guys. But I'm waiting to see who's buying Stern's firm first.
Who's buying? What do you mean?
Stern was selling his firm. He was retiring.
I didn't know that. Who's he selling it to?
Mrs. Warwick. Funny to see you here.
Yes, funny. You knew Mr. Stern?
I did. I mean, not for that long. Just the last 4 months. He was helping me become a justice of Chicago. It's a sad day.
Yes. Very sad. But I didn't realize, Mr. Canning, that you were still here. I thought you went back to New York.
Oh, no. I like it here. In fact, I think we'll be seeing each other in court again soon.
We will. Why?
Stern's last case.
You're taking over?
Well, I bought his firm. Every case, every client. Looks like we'll be facing off quite a bit now.
Wendy Scott Carr is an Illinois resident. This is her summer home in Forest Lake, not Michigan, as the Democratic Committee suggests.
Why isn't Wendy's team showing you that?
Because they're 3 points down and they want the DCC to continue to shoot themselves in the foot.
They actually seem to be shooting you in the foot.
All the more reason to print it.
I got a background quote that Floric has bimbo issues.
Had bimbo issues.
Oh, I think I got the tense right.
You're not going to print it.
Am I not?
If it's untrue, you're not.
And we know this how?
Because Peter is a reformed man.
It's pretty convincing stuff. He slept with a co-worker and is actively trying to hide it from his wife.
And I hear the state's attorney has an investigator named Andrew Wiley snooping around.
There are some very real human beings in this little drama.
Yes. And I know that is always your first concern. Get me a call from the wife.
No.
Then I'll run what I have.
You want a rumor?
How far newspaper is a rumor? How do you think news becomes news? Get Mrs. Clark on the phone with me. Maybe I'll run something else.
Give me 48 hours.
24.
Thank you.
Please. I didn't know Jonas Stern outside of our few shared moments here, but it's always worth a moment to reflect on how fleeting life is, how we really only hold so much sand in our hands.
Tante amara che poco e più morte.
Anyway. I hear that negotiations have broken down and we're ready to go. Yes? Then let's call the jury.
And when would you say things changed, Mr. Yeltsin?
Well, about 6 months ago, after Kim Palmieri took over as CEO.
Kim Palmieri, the defendant?
Yes. It started with little things. They closed the employee break room. They cut our sick days. They laid people off, so the rest of us were forced to come in on the weekends and take up the slack. The air conditioning was off, so the place was an oven. Finally, I came into my office one day and my desk was gone.
Where did it go?
They'd moved it to the copy room. My supervisor, Kevin, made me gather my things into a box and walk over to the copy room with everybody staring at me, and that was the most humiliating. So after that, I couldn't go back there. I quit.
No further questions.
So, they closed the break room.
Yes.
I see. I'm sorry. And the air conditioner being turned off, that was tough.
Well, it was the idea of working on the weekends.
I understand. And this move desk, how far was that?
I don't know. The end of the building.
And everybody's eyes were on you.
The whole firm's.
That must have been humiliating with everyone watching you. How far was it, do you think? 50 feet?
I don't know.
Well, let's try it. Was it this far, your humiliating walk? The one with everyone staring at you?
No, it was further.
Okay, was it a straight line, or was something in your way, or...
I don't think you're getting the point.
The point is that it was painful and humiliating. I mean, that's why you're suing. I'm just trying to ascertain the extent of your humiliation. Was this far your walk with everybody watching you?
We need to hit the videotapes hanging harder.
Clinda, what do you have?
Their financials. The company claims they cut employee perks because of the economy. But I found this buried under a miscellaneous line item. $2.7 million paid to a company called Haver Associates, a human resources consultant.
They tell you how to fire people.
This should have been turned over in discovery.
Yep. Looks like they were trying to hide it.
Good. Stay on it.
And so your husband took his own life?
Yes. He called me and asked me to hug our daughters, to read them Goodnight Moon. He loved reading them that. And then he took an extension cord and stood on his desk and hung himself.
And you've seen the surveillance video of your husband?
Oh, yes.
Your Honor, Mr. Kennedy.
Oh, sir, Your Honor. It's decided.
No, it's not.
This was already settled.
We don't have a lawyer.
Your Honor. Over here. I find lawyers less aggressive when seated. Please. Everybody, please take a seat. And no leaning forward. Everybody take a deep breath. Good. Mr. Canning, let's start with you.
It's prejudicial, Your Honor. It's a surveillance video of Mr. Joyce committing suicide by hanging himself. It serves no probative value other than to inflame the jury.
Mr. Gardner, Mrs. Florek?
It goes to pain and suffering. And Mrs. Joyce not only had to suffer her husband's suicide, she had to see this surveillance video.
Because you showed it to her.
Mr. Canning, you'll have your chance.
Mr. Canning's predecessor counsel, Mr. Stern, already signed off on our evidence list. He had no objection to this video.
That's true, Mr. Canning. Why are we reopening this particular can of worms? No, no, don't lean forward.
I just have to get something for my case. Oh. In going over our records with our medical carrier, I discovered several prescriptions for donepezil. Yeah, to Mr. Stern. It's a drug commonly used for treatment of Alzheimer's and dementia. Scourge of the elderly, as you know.
Yes. My Nana suffered from it. She hardly knew me at the end.
Oh, it's terrible. It was the same with my mom when I visited the care center.
Is there some reason for...
I believe Lockhart Gardner was aware of Mr. Stern's condition and took advantage of a disabled man who didn't know what he was signing.
This is ridiculous. I have no idea whatsoever, Your Honor.
Mrs. Florek?
Mrs. Florek, were you aware of Mr. Stern's diminished condition?
Your Honor, I regret I can't answer that question due to the bond of attorney-client privilege.
Ah, well, you leave me no choice but to read between the lines here. Mr. Stern's evidentiary agreement no longer holds sway, and Mr. Canning's objection to the videotape is sustained.
So what? We're keeping secrets here?
No, we're keeping privilege.
Okay. So hypothetically then, you're an associate and a partner of your firm asks you to represent him.
Yes.
And during the course of that representation, you learn certain things about that partner and he instructs you not to inform anyone.
Including the other partners, yes. Hypothetically, in that situation, I would be bound by that even after his death.
Great. Stern's dead and he's still screwing us.
Here comes the monster! Oh, I'm gonna get you!
Hey, thanks for dropping by.
No problem, Arnie. What are you investigating now?
Charles has me on the... Huh. Where did I put that?
What's your wife working on?
A spaceship. Richard Branson, Virgin Galactic. She's designing one of his rockets.
Okay, why'd she marry you anyway?
Because of my sense of humor.
Hey, I want clothes on, deep brush in 5 minutes.
So Charles has me on this last interview Blake gave.
What do you mean?
I mean, the investigation into Kalinda Sharma. He gave one last interview about her.
To who?
Matan. I was supposed to collate all these interview notes of his, and this is what Matan sent me. It's supposed to be 5 pages. 2 are missing.
Okay, happens all the time.
Can you tell you anything about the missing pages?
Did Matan? No, why?
He said he did.
Charles?
trying to catch me in a lie, good buddy?
You're still protecting your friend Galinda, good buddy?
It was my understanding the investigation was over.
Investigation's never over. Mr. Childs, it's Andrew Wiley. Yeah, hold on, let me put you on speaker. Okay, Mr. Childs, you're on. I'm here with Carrie.
Look, Carrie, the department is divided. So I need you two to find out what's going on with these missing notes. I think Matan is playing politics here, trying to pad his resume for whoever takes over.
You want us to interview Matan?
No. He'll say it's just a mistake. I want you to find out what's in those missing notes. Carrie?
Yeah.
Why did Matan say he talked to you about these missing pages?
I had no idea.
Okay. Find me these two pages so we can wrap this up.
Hello.
Oh, hi. Did you see Will?
No.
Oh, do you want to?
No, my sister is staying with me. I just needed to get out of the house. My sister used to date Will.
Yes, I know.
She was talking about Will breaking up with her and the reason he broke up with her and the person he broke up with her for. It's you, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh!
I'm married. I've moved on. Will has moved on. We were kids. We're not kids anymore.
I don't know. Will still is.
No. He isn't. He thinks he is. Sorry, I'm late.
I got it from Haber Associates.
The HR consultants.
Yeah. In addition to restructuring 20% of human resources,
meaning firing 2 out of every 10 employees,
they said the Palmieri could recognize significant savings if a meaningful percentage of labor could be induced to resign rather than being terminated.
Meaning make people so miserable they'll quit and you'll save a bundle in severance.
They did it intentionally.
That's the smoking gun. They deliberately created a hostile work environment to get people to quit.
Well, with this, we can get the hanging video back in. We can show that their conduct was designed to make him depressed.
We can do more than that. It's an intentional tort. That opens them up punitive damages. They made 3 people kill themselves.
So, we'll make them pay for it.
Is there anybody here who thinks Marty is good at his job? Huh? Anybody? Oh, come on, there must be somebody. Madeline.
That's quite a performance, Miss Palmieri.
I admit I can be passionate, but as CEO, I'm responsible.
Do you recognize this document?
Yes, it's part of a consulting report we commissioned.
Can you read that paragraph for us, Miss Palmieri?
In addition to restructuring 20% of human resources, significant savings could be realized if a meaningful percentage of labor could be induced to resign rather than being terminated.
If you got people to quit, instead of firing them, you'd save money. No severance package, no benefits. Is that it?
It was one strategy that was suggested by the outside consultancy. We didn't follow.
Did you know that 6 hours after your motivational meeting, Martin Joyce committed suicide?
I did know that.
No further questions.
Ms. Palmieri, your management style, it's a bit confrontational, I think is what you said.
It can be, yes.
And in your experience, is that unusual?
No. Times are tough. Employers face severe financial restrictions.
So there's reason for your being confrontational.
Yes. If we don't squeeze every drop of productivity from our employees, we'll be forced to ship their jobs overseas, where labor costs are considerably cheaper.
So you were trying to keep jobs in America?
Yes, I was.
Can I help you?
You're being investigated.
Bye.
Andrew Wiley. You noticed 2 pages of notes were missing from your interview with Blake. Charles thinks you're hiding something criminal, something Blake told you about Galinda.
It's not criminal. It's personal.
Okay. Personal to who? To Galinda. Since when do you care about protecting Galinda?
I don't. I care about protecting this office.
What does Galinda have to do with this office?
Not the current inhabitant of this office.
Galinda and Peter Floor?
It's got nothing to do with Child.
But if it gets a hold of it, it's scorched earth.
They had an affair?
A one-nighter. Back when Kalinda worked here. Blake had details, verifiable ones. If Flork will do anything to cover it up, he promised to keep me in this job.
I need to tell Wiley it's not criminal, but the problem is that he may go to child's with it anyway.
So what do you suggest we do?
Miss Flork, excuse me, Miss Flork. It's kind of awkward. My driver went home sick. I was wondering if I could trouble... See, this is what I love about Chicago. It's a real community. People help each other out.
Your driver isn't really sick, is he, Mr. Canning?
Mrs. Flores, there's got to be a word for people who are always finding hidden motives in things.
Right?
I want you to come work for me. My new law firm. Fast track to full partnership. Percentage of plaintiff's contingency fees.
Why would you do that?
Because you beat me in court last time.
No, Will and Diane beat you.
Well, you're cheaper.
Probably doesn't hurt that my husband's going to be state's attorney.
No, you're right. That doesn't hurt.
I don't think we're a good fit, Mr. Canning, but thank you.
Do you know the sign of an immature person? Well, you can't distinguish between morality at home and morality at work.
Oh, is that me now?
I do what I need to do at work to win. I go home, I cuddle with my wife, I cuddle with my kids, and I tell them pretty stories about heroism in heaven.
And what do I do?
You go home and feel bad about it. Oh, this is me. Thank you. It's a good job offer. Twice what you're making now. Think about it.
You look deep in thought.
I was. You must be very happy.
Yes. Except for the DCC trying to kill us because they're a bunch of idiots.
The residency suit I saw.
Yes, well, in the waning days of a campaign, the mudslinging can get pretty ugly.
Sounds like you're preparing me for something.
Petra Moritz, the reporter, has a rumor.
Okay.
It's completely bogus, but she wants a quote from you.
And the rumor?
There was another woman in Peter's past. I wouldn't drag you into this, but unless I can get you on the phone with her, she's going to run with it. And I know I promised never to ask you, but Peter's so close. And this kind of rumor, it could ruin us.
I'll think about it.
I need to know soon.
I'll think about it. Nothing further, Your Honor.
Mrs. Jewis, first of all, let me say how sorry I am for your loss. I mean, my wife means everything to me, and I can't imagine how you feel. Unfortunately, this is a trial, so I have to ask you some tough questions.
Ask away.
Were you and your husband having marital difficulties?
We'd had some issues, on and off, but we were working through them.
In fact, you had an affair, is that right?
No. I was unfaithful to my husband once. On a business trip, it was hardly an affair.
But your husband...
Your Honor, I think we've ascertained the facts here.
I'm inclined to agree, Mr. Canning.
Of course, Your Honor. I'm just trying to establish that there could have been alternative causes for Martin Joyce's suicide.
My husband was depressed because of how they treated him at his job.
But he was depressed. Did he see treatment?
Yes, he saw our doctor and a therapist.
And did those doctors prescribe any medication?
He prescribed a number of drugs. Escitalopram, bupropion, none of them seemed to help.
What about Elvitil? Did he prescribe a drug called Elvitil?
Yes.
Mrs. Joyce, are you aware of the side effects of Elvitil?
Objection, Your Honor.
Okay, deep breath.
This is a complete conflict of interest, Your Honor. Mr. Canning defended the makers of Elvetil just last year in a lawsuit against us. And now he intends to pin Mr. Joyce's suicide on the side effects of his former client's product?
Actually, that company no longer exists, Your Honor. The rights to the name Elvetil were sold to a new company, and I owe them no duty.
And what evidence do you intend to present?
It's a video showing how Elvetil results in violent and suicidal behavior. Now, as you'll see...
Your Honor, not to me. We stop. Okay.
One at a time. This is our exhibit, Your Honor. We used it last year in a lawsuit against Mr. Canning's client.
That's why they said no objection to me using it for the same purpose, to show that Elvetil causes suicidal thoughts.
This is outrageous, Your Honor.
My goodness. They're really going at it, aren't they?
Look, I got another hour here. I just want to talk, that's all. So give me a call when you get this.
We still have the other two employees who committed suicide who weren't taking Elvetil.
It's out of us, Stern, isn't it? It's so sudden.
Yeah. I saw him the day before. He seemed normal. Tammy?
Yes.
She talked to me the other day. Here. Her sister told her I was the reason you broke up with her. I told Tammy there was nothing anymore. Whatever was between us back then.
Thank you. It's complicated.
I know. Everything is.
Okay. Who's Karen?
Karen who?
Is there anybody here who thinks Marty is good at his job? Huh? Anybody? Oh, come on. There must be somebody. Madeline. Phil. What about you, Karen?
The other names joined our class action. Who's Karen?
Karen Jennings. She worked in the benefits department and she was a friend of Martin Joyce's. She didn't want to join the class.
Why not?
Thank you.
5 minutes.
The key with Petra is to keep cool. She'll try to get a rise out of you.
Petra.
Yes, Miss Moritz. It's Alicia Florek.
Not right on time. I appreciate that.
I'm here too, Petra. You have 5 minutes.
Oh, Eli, like a guardian angel. I'm going to get started then. So, Mrs. Florek, your husband cheated on you with a prostitute named Amber Madison. Are you aware of any other infidelities?
No.
Specifically someone from his past, maybe someone that he worked with or someone you both knew socially?
No.
Because you're aware that a source has approached me with what are claimed to be substantiated allegations of sexual conduct.
Mr. Gold informed me of this. I think the closer we get to an election, the more the rumor-mongering turns less into a sport and more into a strategy.
Tell me what you mean by that.
Voters are often moved by last-minute rumors because there is no adequate time to refute them. And so that's why they become part of a strategy to hurt your opponent.
So you believe that Wendy Scott Carr is behind these rumors?
No. I think there are people who want to hurt both candidates.
So, your husband has sworn to you that there was only the prostitute.
I won't discuss personal conversations.
That sounds like you're saying no.
No. That's saying that what my husband and I discussed is not your business.
Because there's a private sphere and a public sphere?
Yes.
And if your husband abused his office by sleeping with a coworker, he lied to the people closest to him, his wife
and his children.
Do you think the electorate should trust him? Mrs. Florek. So, let me ask you one last question. Did you have an AIDS test?
How dare you, Petra? Go to hell!
So keep my cool, huh?
Yeah, I don't always follow my own advice.
Hey, what are you doing here?
My job. You?
I'm following you. Look,
Wiley knows. He knows something's missing from the Tom's interview with Blake, and I know Andrew Wiley. He's not going to stop until he finds out what it is. So I talked to Tom again. He's hitting on it. As long as Peter wins, he'll keep quiet. It's Wiley you have to worry about.
Why didn't you just say that?
What?
As long as Peter wins. You know.
Why didn't you just tell Alicia? If you just would have been up front with her, none of this would matter.
Carrie.
Or is that why you became friends with her in the first place?
So, Martin was a friend of yours?
Work friends, you know.
Were you aware that he was taking antidepressants?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the defense have suggested that he might have had a reaction to his last medication.
You mean the Elvitol?
Yeah.
Well, I don't see how he never took it.
How do you know?
When he told me he was going on it, I gave him articles on the side effects. He got scared.
Miss Jennings, we're going to need you to testify.
I don't want to get involved.
Where do you work now?
Where?
Yeah, a company fired you a year ago, so did you manage to find a new job?
That's none of your business.
I was just wondering how you afforded the new Mercedes in your driveway. They looted the pension fund. The executives, $35 million. That's why they were so desperate to shed workers.
It wasn't to keep jobs from being sent overseas. They needed to cut expenses so they could use their funds to cover the shortfall.
How do you know this?
Karen Jennings. She uncovered the fraud when she was working in the benefits department. She went to Kim Palmieri with it.
And Palmieri bought her off.
It's criminal fraud. Maybe even a RICO case.
Yeah, but it doesn't help us. I mean, once it goes public, sure, the executives will go to jail, but...
The feds seize the company's assets.
Yes.
Oh, that's perfect. We're sitting on knowledge of a massive fraud, and we can't do anything about it because we need the company to stay viable.
Maybe we can do something with it.
All right.
I seem to have misplaced my gavel. I hope it doesn't undercut my authority here. Court is now in session.
Do you have any more witnesses, Mr. Gardner?
Yes, Your Honor. The plaintiffs call Karen Jennings to the stand.
Your Honor, this witness is not in the plaintiff's witness
list. Not by name, Your Honor. But we specifically reserve the right to call any former company employees, and Your Honor does like to err on the side of admitting evidence.
Yes, I do. I also like to be unpredictable. And yet here I find myself the height of predictability. I will allow.
Your Honor, we'd like to ask for recess at this time.
Oh, I think it can wait until it's your turn for cross-examine, Mr. Canning.
Your Honor, we'd like to ask for recess to confer with opposing counsel.
Looks like the rocket ship's coming along.
Huh? Yeah. So what's up?
Talk to Matan. Stonewall me too, but I think I know what he's after. I'm just asking you to show a little discretion.
With?
It's not what you think. It's personal, it's not criminal, but Charles will use it.
Who are you protecting her, Carrie?
I'm not protecting her.
You went to see her after you talked to Matan.
Are you following me?
I'm doing my job. Just wondering why you're not doing yours.
The company executives were looting the pension fund.
Well, if that's true, that's a problem. But it's also a problem for you. You can't go to authorities with it. Not unless you want to kiss your settlement goodbye.
Oh, we're talking settlement now?
Depends on the number. Without admitting anything, it's going to be hard for the company to afford much without running out of money to pay back the alleged fraud.
Yes, which is why Kim Palmieri is going to make up the difference, Mr. Canning, personally.
Why would she do that?
Because Karen Jennings kept a record of every executive who took part in the fraud. And Kim Palmieri's name is on that list.
So either she ponies up, or we'll see how the U.S. attorney reacts. And my guess is he'll start by freezing the company assets, and then he'll move on to hers.
double his salary. You deserve it.
I'm happy. But thank you.
Hey, get on. We'll talk about it on the way down.
No, but again, thank you.
I don't bite.
Actually, I think you do.
Well, this isn't about your husband. I think you're a good lawyer. I also think you're this close to being a great lawyer, and Lockhart Gardner is not going to get you there. They encourage weakness.
And yet we've beaten you again.
Well, I'm beaten.
You called?
You forgot your glasses. I won a case, and I realized I didn't have anyone to call.
Who do you usually call when you win a case?
No one.
Okay. Was this going somewhere?
A lawyer I know died a few days ago. And it was like he was never here. Everyone just went back to normal.
Death. I should sit down for death, right?
Don't call London. I know it's selfish of me to say, but I don't want you to go to London. Maybe you should go to London.
Shut up. Shut up.
It's your career.
So what do we do now?